Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried about none.
What?
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly not gon' feel. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round through each streamer, nigga I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina, I'm round round with that AK, that HK, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down blowing smoke, niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic, my car automatic. Ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried about none. I ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried about none. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly not gon' feel. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Money don't mean nothing. Bitches don't mean nothing. Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing. I'm round round with that work. Max Low Stroud, I'm hurt. I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly not gon' feel. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
Montana. I ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. That untouchable empire. Dream team.
I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing. It sound like 007 on his phone. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, Jane, gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with me. This one for the hood, nigga. Hips the bitches that shop at Lennox. Dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beats, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That pussy poppin' that Magic City. Got you strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga.
Okay.
Then don't pass that shit to me.
Uh-huh.
This one for my niggas. And bitches buy that money.
Cash out.
Gotta love
chest of bread. Them bad hoes at Onyx.
Uh-huh.
I don't fuck with no snitches, so don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges, them bad hoes at Spelman. Shout out to them freshmen on Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Mama always told me, boy, I count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust, so I kept counting them Franklin. I'm too sly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's nuts.
God damn.
OG joint, them high socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck.
Yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Out, you're the bro, hold me. Poke it out, down, shout you.
What's up, y'all? Wake y'all asses up this morning. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas. It is 15 minutes after 6 a.m. What the fuck am I doing up this damn early? Shit, I must be crazy. But it's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. I got to get up and finish what I've started. I know we're coming to the end of the year. This whole month has been my birthday month. So if I talk a little crazy or something like that this morning, because I'm probably half-ass drunk or some shit like that, because I'd have been out all night and this and the other and everything. So big shout-out to all my Sagittarians out there. You know what I'm saying? It is our month. It's time to get it in. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting it in ever since last year. This shit, and I ain't stopped. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's got a birthday going on out there. You know what I mean? You got your man coming to you all the way from Las Vegas. It's 29 degrees out here this morning. The high today is going to be 52. Oh, boy. It's still cold as fuck out here. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know. So big shout out to everybody that's out there. Big shout out to my man D. Jones that's out there in Denver, Colorado. Now Denver, Colorado is flooding and shit due to the snow melting. Boy, if it ain't one thing, it's another out there. First y'all cold in the motherfucker, now y'all want to start flooding and shit because the snow is melting and everything out there. So y'all be careful, you know. If we have to, we'll send y'all niggas a life raft or some shit like that. And this and the other, y'all can float away and shit and all that fucking ice and snow, man. Fuck that shit. That's why I try to stay out here on the West Coast and shit like that. But shit, now it's funny. Weather is acting funny everywhere, okay? So, you know, that's just a sign of, they say Jesus is coming back, y'all, when the weather started acting funny and this and the other. My mother called me the other day and told me that they felt an earthquake in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in Oklahoma area, period. They felt an earthquake, a 4.5 or something on the Richter scale and this and the other, all the way down to Wichita, Kansas and everything. So you know something's going on when you start getting earthquakes, when they say weather starts acting funny. You know what I'm saying? You start getting snow in places that had never snowed before. You start getting funny weather that you never got before and everything like that. That's just letting y'all know that Jesus on his way back, y'all. Y'all think he playing. He coming back. And all of y'all that's been fucking up and everything got a lot to account for. You know what I'm saying? I want to be there on that day when he asks a bunch of y'all motherfuckers, why did you do that? Why did you stab your brother or your sister in the back? Or why did you do that to your fellow brother and sister? I want to be either that janitor up in there sweeping or wiping down the pearly gates or something like that when he started asking them questions, because I would be like, yeah, why did you do that shit, this and the other, or be in the background going, nah, your ass is going downstairs, you're not going upstairs. Yeah, the downstairs elevator is right there. Oh, you got your boy Fat Man up in here, 6:19 a.m., y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Like I said, this is the month of Sagittarius, you know what I'm saying? My birthday, I'm already getting birthday wishes. That's because I be telling y'all that I'm at these other birthday parties and I'm having a pre-birthday party. Everybody like, happy birthday, Fat Man. My birthday ain't until the 20th of December, the 20th of this month. You can wish me happy birthday and all that good shit and this and the other. Right now, I'm just partying, getting my freak on, getting my party on, getting my drink on. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to reflect back on what you've done, what you've accomplished, what you didn't get a chance to accomplish, who stopped you from accomplishing shit, who you going to fuck with, who you ain't going to fuck with this year and shit, who the fuck you want out of your life. Now I guess the biggest thing is who the fuck you going to delete from Facebook and shit. That's that's the biggest worry. Everybody's talking about, I have so many friends that I don't know who they are. I'm about to start deleting them. Well, delete my ass then, because shit, I probably didn't know who the fuck you was when you freak requested me any damn way. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like any love lost. So start out the new year right. If you got to delete motherfuckers out of your life, then delete motherfuckers out of your life. If you need to step back from a person, step back from a person. If you're trying to date somebody, then date somebody. It's a new year coming up. Leave all that shit, that old shit in 2013, and move on to the new shit in 2014. You know what I'm saying? So for the horoscope for this morning for Sagittarius reads, a romantic entanglement gets a little nuttier today, really. So have fun with it. You may find yourself increasingly drawn to someone unusual or falling in deeper with your long-term partner. All right? So for all you motherfuckers out there that still think you're in love and you still chasing that motherfucker and shit like that, today might be the day that you catch him. You know what I'm saying? So they just said, hold on. Hold on to the dream. Hold on to the dream. You know what I'm saying? And the biggest news right now coming across my computer is the biggest loser goes to work as Ruben Studdard shows remarkable weight loss video. Okay, so what the fuck? I mean, ain't nobody heard from Ruben Studdard and shit like that there. They said the other is my time. His ass lost some weight. You know what I mean? It's like, I know he was on The Biggest Loser and everything, but I didn't know how much weight he lost, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. It seems like everybody that deals with Hollywood or something like that winds up losing a significant amount of weight because, let's face it, Hollywood has its picture, Hollywood has a painted picture of what they want people to look like, and this and the other. And sometimes fat people ain't in it. You know what I'm saying? Fat people ain't in the picture. But then again, you know what I'm saying? You get these commercials that want to, you know, depict and tease fat people and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? I know we was watching something on last night, and it seemed like everything that we watched had something to do with weight discrimination. Look here, y'all better leave us big folks alone to this day and the other. There's more big folks, big people on the earth than it is on this earth than it is you little people in this and the other. You know what I'm saying? And y'all don't want us to fuck around and start rioting and shit and everything, because it'll be motherfucking small, skinny-ass women body parts and shit all over fucking Las Vegas and this, that, and the other, because big girls be the god of that ass and rip your bitches apart and shit. So y'all better watch what y'all saying about these big girls and everything. Y'all know we sensitive about our weight. And when we sensitive about our weight, you know, we don't have a weight problem. Y'all motherfuckers just got a problem with our weight. You know what I'm saying? But we sensitive. We'll tear shit up. We will unite and fuck a church's chicken up, y'all. I'm telling you, it's shit. We'll take a church's chicken right out of the motherfucking box and this, that, and the other. Fuck around and start a riot. We gonna hit all the food places. We gonna hit Subway. We gonna hit Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know what I'm saying? We gonna hit McDonald's. We just gonna tear McDonald's the fuck up, because people get tired of the Golden Arches. They burgers that just went totally downhill and shit. I don't know about Burger King and this, that, and the other. They burgers is Charbroiled and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But we got to get rid of all this soy and all of this shit. If you're trying to get yourself together for the new year, you got to leave certain shit alone. This is why they have shows like The Biggest Loser. You got to get up and do a little something. Start doing a little something in the morning, preferably a healthy sex life in the morning. That'll get your cardio started. That'll get your heart pumping and this, that, and the other, and the blood going to the right places. Trust me, I know. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do something. This is the year to get your weight together. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have the morning show weight challenge. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get people to get up and get out and get back in the gym. You know what I'm saying? And get themselves together for 2014, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. You know what I mean? So you got your boy Fat Man up in here. 6:24 a.m., y'all. If you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. 347-884-8810. Holler at me and let me know what you're doing this morning to get your cardio up. For you ladies, is you up getting some of that good dick this morning? That's why your cardio is up. Or is you up getting ready for work this morning? That's why your cardio is up. You know what I'm saying? Or big shout out to everybody that's on the East Coast that's already up and working at work, half-ass at work, getting up, getting ready to go to work. You know what I'm saying? The whole nine. Big shout out to y'all, because y'all and I already got y'all day started. We just not waking our asses up here on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to play this song. Big shout out to the stripper. Big shout out to the stripper that I was with last night and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? They called her two texts because when she came in, she told two texts, you know what I'm saying, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? I called her two titties and everything because she had two big, huge-ass titties and this, that, and the other. I was like, damn, maybe is that a third eye or something in the middle of your chest or some shit like that? So big shout-out to the stripper last night that gave me a lap dance and this, that, and the other. That girl climbed all over me like a squirrel, you know what I'm saying? So this is dedicated to you, big baby. You got the Fat Man in the Morning Show. Wake your ass up.
DJ Ill Will.
Benzo. Batman. Big hoe. Lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo. Batman. Big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. She a straight killer. Max Payne, Travis Porter, make it rain. Young Money Gang, put you on a team. All my bitches fly, put you on a plane. Hundreds in your face. Why you broke, boy? Not from Shy City, but I make the Illinois. Let your pride go and walk it out. In the bank, and I'm only cashing large amounts. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do? You 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that
DJ
ass
Rockstar.
I'm Benzo. Lap dance, ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe. Lap dance, ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. It's raining ass and titties. Yeah, ass and titties. If you ain't throwing money, mind your fucking business. Floss like the dentist, Dennis the Menace. Roam with crazy niggas, probably get a life sentence. Sharper than attack, attack and bite you bitches. Swagger jacking, biting, I don't like you niggas. Life conscious rappers, mad cause we winning. Snug long nose, call it Scottie Pippen. Got like 200k large in the backseat of my car. Like the Alice, I go hard, motherfucker.
1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do? Yo, 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that
DJ
ass
DJ Ill Will.
I'm Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Make it clap. Make it clap. Make it clap. Make it clap.
Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Yo, what's good? You got your boy Fat Man. Wake your ass up. Morning show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. 6:30 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is cold as fuck. Big shout out to the Skull family sitting in the building with me. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Miss Vaughn is up with me this morning. She's getting ready for work. They hitting me up already. Big shout out to the East Coast. Everybody that's up with me this morning doing their damn thing, getting ready to start their day. You know what I'm saying? We got some things going on in celebrity news. You know, at the end of the year, you know, they always do the end of the year roundup and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And, they always make a list of the celebrity deaths, stars we lost in 2013. Of course, y'all know that this is the last month of 2013, so y'all make sure y'all get it in. This is the last week for the radio show. I am about to go take my ass on hiatus and get me some rest because I'm tired of getting my ass up every morning and shit like that, especially when you're doing these shows and everything, and I've been traveling and everything. But I can't say one thing, that I have blessed it up. I've been doing a lot of performances. I don't know if you guys been following me on Facebook. I've been doing a lot of performances. My next performance is at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going around having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Your boy is a year older. You know what I mean? And a lot of times you have to stop and smell the Starbucks and stuff like that and reflect on what you've done, what you've accomplished, what you haven't accomplished, what you wanted to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? And try and make those accomplishments for the new year, because tomorrow is not promised to nobody. Remember that, all right? You know what I'm saying? So some of the people that we lost this year were, let's see, how could I do this? Of course, you know, we lost Mr. Nelson Mandela this year, you know what I'm saying, you know, in 2013, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to Mr. Nelson Mandela. We also lost, what is the guy from Fast and Furious, you know what I'm saying, Paul Michael, I forget his name, and this and the other. We had lost him just a few days ago, you know what I'm saying, so rest in peace to him. Who the hell is this we lost? Shit, I don't know. some of these people you look up here, you don't even know and everything like that. Okay, wait a minute. My fault. Who is that we lost? Lou Reed. Okay, we lost Lou Reed. The musician died of a liver-related ailment on October 27, 2013, at the age of 71. All right, Lou Reed was a big-time musician for one of the groups, Hugo Chavez, all right, Viva La Raza, you know what I'm saying? We lost Hugo Chavez. It's written in Spanish. I can't read Spanish. I guess he was 58 years old, 58th anniversary presidente of Del Venezuela, you know what I'm saying? I guess we lost him. I can't really pronounce the shit. Anyway, Franco Californio, whoever the fuck that is, and this and the other, but he looks a little special, so I don't know how he lost him and everything. He has a smile and just lights up the whole room and everything. So, you know, I don't, big shout out to Franco Californio and everything. With a name like Franco Californio, you know, he probably died of something. I'm not sure. We're gonna keep it pushing. Who is this? Who are these foreign motherfuckers? I don't know all these foreign motherfuckers that have died. Can we get some people that we can relate to? What the hell? Hold on. Let me find some people that we may know that died. Shit. All of these people from overseas and shit like that there. It's like, who the fuck are these people and everything? And who the fuck are them? Because y'all got it written in Spanish and shit. I don't even know who the fuck that is. So this and the other. Listen, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. Hopefully I'll find somebody that died that we know and everything. But all of these people are fucking, okay, maybe I'm looking in the wrong damn place and everything. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm looking in the wrong damn place. But we gonna come back with, you know, I guess, people who died in 2013 and everything. I tell you what we gonna do. I tell you one thing. I can tell your ass that 9 celebrities that asses went broke in 2013. Let's talk about that shit. Whose ass went broke in 2013? Let's see. Well, we better have a reminder. Well, they say Nicolas Cage ass went broke in 2013. According to Forbes magazine, Nicolas Cage earned $40 million in 2009, making him one of Hollywood's highest paid actors. Unfortunately, Cage, 49, appears to have some major spending issues. Okay. All right. This is major spending issues and equally hefty problems with his financial advisor. After Cage faced foreclosure on several properties and the IRS slapped the actor with a $6.2 million tax lien in 2009, that means his ass is broke. Cage sued his money manager, claiming negligence and fraud. And in a countersuit, Cage manager alleged that the actor had blown through at least $33 million on dozens of specialty or vintage cars, 4 luxury yachts, and 2 European castles, as well as rare art, high-end jewelry. Those continuous lawsuits have been settled, but Cage still appears to be broke as fuck. I bet. The next celebrity that went broke is a fucking photographer. Who else? Oh, here's a celebrity that went broke. Ex-actress Erin Moran. Okay, if anybody ever watched Happy Days or Joni Loves Chachi, yeah, I'm pulling some old shit out of this, that, and the other. If you ever watched Happy Days or this, that, and the other, the old girl that played Richard Cunningham's sister and everything like that, remember Joanne from the popular 1970 TV show sitcom Happy Days? She was played by Erin Moran, and from the looks of things, the one-time TV starlet isn't terribly happy these days. The Huffington Post and other news outlets report that in 2012, that Moran, 51, had fallen on tough economic times, kicked out of her trailer park, oh boy, and she said to be homeless. While homeless may be a bit of a stretch, though, the former actress was said to have been evicted, but this reportedly now living in a hotel. See, that just go to show y'all, you know what I'm saying? just because you're a damn celebrity don't mean that you got it going on. 6:38 a.m. out here. You got your boy Fat Man up here to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. If you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up, holler at me, let me know if it's your birthday, what's going on. Because I'm over here having a party, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Here's my girl, Kelly Price. And you should have told me. You should have told me that you ain't love me no more. You should have told me that I wasn't smart enough no more and all that. Y'all fellas, y'all make sure y'all communicate with your woman. Tell her what's on your mind. It's 2014. Stop holding that shit in. Communicate with each other. That's the word for today, boys and girls. It's communication.
I wouldn't call in the midnight hour. I wouldn't tuck you in and turn the nightlight out. You would walk through the door and I wouldn't say hi. I would walk out the door and wouldn't say bye-bye. It's funny that I never thought about it that way, yeah. I never knew the things that I did not say. But you were lonely and you were hungry. And I was living in my own world thinking I'm a perfect lady.
You should have told me I wasn't tall enough. You should have told me I didn't call enough. But you let me on and kept me gone. And we never should have wasted this time. You should have told me I wasn't wild enough. You should have told me.
I wasn't better, help you take your clothes off. When it was time for work, didn't see you all. When you were tense, didn't give a massage. I never told you I think you're hot. It's funny how I never thought about it that way. Never knew the things that I did not say. But you were lonely, and you were hungry. And I was living in my own world thinking I'm a perfect lady. Hey,
you should've told me, yeah. I wasn't tall enough. You should've told me,
baby.
I didn't call enough.
Yeah.
But you let me on.
You let me on.
And kept me gone.
Yes, you did.
And we never should've wasted this time.
You should've
you
told me.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
We had some lady fumed last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's the name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had, was that?
We cremated him.
And then nobody even called.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
So Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes,
and I had went out of town to visit my mother.
Yeah.
And came back and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah, we
and
cremated.
Y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the heck
is? Ma'am.
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family them do? Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated with them?
Yeah, they cremated. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me.
All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... Well, I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another funeral to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They're making arrangements now.
Do you have, what's the next funeral you got coming up?
We got a funeral Saturday at 1 o'clock.
That was
Mount Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Ms. Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Oh, Lord Jesus! me and told me she did.
All right.
Everybody, got your boy Fat Man up in here, 6:50 a.m. Wake your ass up, morning show. You know what I'm saying? That's just my little parody of, how you hypocritical-ass church people be talking in church. You go to church, and then you come out, and you want to cuss everybody out, and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? At least God understand that I will cuss people out on the daily, whether that's why he know he got to, me and him got an understanding and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to make sure you got an understanding with God these days, you know what I'm saying? Because only God knows what you're thinking about and everything, you know what I mean? Like I said, 6:50 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 29 degrees this morning. It is cold as fuck out here in Las Vegas. I don't know what the hell is going on and shit. We supposed to be a little flip-flops and shorts and shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Hell, then you got to pull a coat out and everything, put a coat on just to walk to the store and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm up this morning, I got my hot cocoa and everything, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the fat man got to have his hot cocoa in the morning and everything, you know, for his wake and bake report. This morning we was talking about the 9 celebrities whose asses went broke, okay? I think number 4 is former baseball star Jose Canseco. You know, even though Jose Canseco had earned about $45 million during his 16-year professional baseball career, personal problems, money battles, and legal issues have dogged him ever since he left Major League Baseball. Canseco's professional reputation took a hit when the former slugger admitted in 2005 to steroids. That's why his head was so big and shit. You know people that use steroids, first thing they do, they lose their dick and their head get big and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that makes me wonder about George Lopez. Anyway, the 48-year has faced domestic violence accusations from both his ex-wife, Okay, Canseco divorced twice in 1991 and in 2000, and those breakups cost him between $6 and $7 million. A bank foreclosed on his $2.5 million, 7,300 square feet home in Southern California in 2008. In July of 2012, Canseco filed for bankruptcy. Lawyers say bankruptcy filing was likely to move, was likely a move by Canseco in part to avoid paying $785,344 in court adjustment, in court judgment against him, stemming from a 2001 bar fight in Miami. Boy, y'all sports people sure do like to get drunk and fight. The second actor that went broke, and this was inevitable. Hell, he looked like he was broke when he was acting in this city. The actor Gary Busey, when Gary Busey emerged from bankruptcy protection in December 2012, he listed his assets roughly to be $26,000, and he was able to shed more than $57,000 in liabilities. According to the celebrity website TMZ, the problem for the 68-year-old actor thought it was that he was more than $451,000 in tax debt, not to mention other bills. Despite making more than 70 movies in his career, Busey has yet been able to stabilize his personal finances. The actor's rep told TMZ Gary's filing final chapter in a process to begin a few years ago of past unfortunate choices, of course, circumstances and events. Yeah, he should have left crack alone. That's what the fuck he should have did. The motherfucker should have quit smoking and shit like that. Most of these damn celebrities were smokers and this, that, and the other. And speaking of smokers, one that got caught at the airport with joints in her purse, singer Dionne Warwick. Y'all know that. You know, the lady with the big nostrils and shit. The 5-time Grammy winner, famous for her version of such Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis songs as Do You Know the Way to San Jose and Walk On By. Yes, her money then walked out on her ass and shit. As has little left to show for her half a century stardom, her bankruptcy filing in federal court in Newark in March of 2013 lists $25,500 in assets against the daunting $10.7 million of debt. most of it in taxes. Why the fuck y'all won't pay y'all taxes? Y'all get all this money knowing Uncle Sam won't his part, but niggas won't pay taxes. And it's always that, oh, I'll get it next time. I'll catch it next month. And now your ass is broke. She probably got a pound of weed, though. I bet you that shit. I bet you she smoked her kneecaps off along with her niece and shit, Whitney and everything. I bet you they had plenty fucking weed, but you couldn't pay your fucking taxes. Don't make any sense. She was $10.7 million in debt, most of taxes still at 72. Warwick remains a popular performer. She's been touring the world in recent months and can earn nearly $21,000 a month, according to her bankruptcy filing. Well, then your ass ain't totally broke, then, if your ass can still make motherfucking money and shit like that. You got your boy Fat Man over here, 6:56 a.m., coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas. I got my girl Tara Tara on the line. We're going to get into the nigga news a little bit. It's just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to keep it pushing and everything. We're going to blow your heads back right now. I'm going to go way back. Here's my man. Here's my dudes. I remember this song. What was y'all doing back when the 4SIMDs came out with Tender Love? Oh, my goodness. Everybody break out the Jerry Curl cream and the plastic bag, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all.
Love so tender, pulling me close to you. Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
This Cookie.
My daddy over there.
Pardon?
My daddy over there.
Who's calling?
Brandon.
Brandy.
Brandon.
Brandon.
My dad name Robert.
No, you have the wrong number, Brandon.
He supposed to get us some milk.
It's supposed to go be,
for get, our cereal.
He wants you to get some milk for y'all cereal.
Can you bring us some milk back?
Uh-huh.
We haven't ate yet. We hungry.
Oh, y'all haven't ate yet and you're hungry?
We so hungry.
Y'all real hungry? Well, what is your
We want some milk.
Y'all want some milk?
My brother want to talk to you. His name is Adair.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Y'all got some milk.
No, well, where are you calling from?
My dad said he was going to be over there.
Your dad said he's going to be, my number, this number is, he's not.
He told us. The number 424.
Uh-huh.
He said he was going to be over there and he was going to bring us.
And he was going to bring y'all some milk.
Some milk.
Well, he probably done left already.
Because we so hungry.
Y'all so hungry.
We be eating one at a time and we be counting when we eat a real slow. And the serious did
where,
help.
Where you live?
Over here right now, there. By the bus, by the school.
By the who?
By the school. Across down the street.
Down the street from where?
Where? We, by the church.
By the church? What's the name of the church?
New Beth.
Y'all, the New Beth.
You got some milk.
Oh, we don't have any milk.
Because we just, the milk that we got.
What's your daddy's name?
Well, his daddy's name is Robert. My daddy's name is Alvin.
Name what?
Alvin.
Alvin.
But his daddy's name is Robert. And Robert be coming over here more than Alvin do. And
Robert be coming over there more than Alvin do.
And he said that he was going to go over your house and bring us some milk. He said if we get real hungry, die that number. And he said that a big old red truck was going to come and spray our house with some milk.
Spray our house with what?
A red truck was going to bring us a... Hold on, I'm going to let you talk to my brother. Hold on.
I want some... We just got... You got us some milk.
No, I don't have any milk, but I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong number.
Both of us on the phone. We just want to know what you cook.
I don't know you all. I don't know what you're talking
about. You got some collard greens?
No, I don't have anything.
Not no. Hello?
Oh, wow.
Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up here.
You got
fun. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? You said 4 minutes after 7, we just up in here clowning and this shit. You know, having a good time on the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Hold on. Okay, then. All right, then. I thought somebody was at my door and shit like that. There. Don't nobody come over my house this early in the damn morning and shit like that. Hell, I'm in the studio. Hell, how can you get in here? Hell, you gotta get past the guard first and everything like that. Listen, I found something on the news today. It says, outrage over sign language interpreter at Mandela Memorial. All right, and okay, this is my people and shit. In Johannesburg, while millions across the globe were inspired and moved by the speech made by former President Nelson Mandela's memorial service on Tuesday, the international deaf community expressed outrage over what the fuck this man was saying. They said that they expressed outrage. Now, you're talking about the deaf community. They expressed outrage over what they said was a fake sign language interpreter, okay? So while they was giving the speech and everything for Mandela, this joker was up just waving high and all of that, giving people the finger and shit and this, that, and the other. And the deaf community is pissed off. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I wonder what the deaf community is saying right now and everything, because they upset. It says, according to according to reports in Australia's site, Deaf South Africa. All right. Deaf South Africa and board members of the World Federation of Deaf Youth Section in Bram, Jordan, said the interpreter was simply making up his own sign. Boy, black folks, come on now. Y'all got to cut this shit out. They said the interpreter was making up his own signs. The structure of his hands, facial expressions, and body movements did not follow what the speaker was saying. Jordan was quoted as saying, what happened to the memorial service is truly disgraceful. Things to see, it should not have happened at all. So yo, now we got to start checking deaf interpreters. We got to start checking their credentials and shit. We got to start seeing if they know what the fuck they really talking about when they sign languages and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And they even got Obama up there. He's standing there signing while Obama is talking and this, that, and the other. I know Obama probably looked at him and went, hey, look here. Look here, if you don't know what the hell you're doing, stop signing. You got to quit signing, but it's time for change. But, man, a fake interpreter. Wow. Okay, then. Poe Nelson Mandela. That's a damn shame, you know what I'm saying? And everything. Wow. Man, in other news, you know what I'm saying, a new bridge for Detroit may be in sight. Oh, boy. Now they talking about a new bridge may be in sight for Detroit. About freaking fucking time and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? The bridge going over to they're talking about man finishes along the Detroit River delay, Delray Park, near the location where the new international bridge to Windsor, Ontario, is slated to be built in Detroit, Michigan, September 11th in 2013. Federal judge ruled on December 3rd, 2013, that Detroit is bankrupt under the federal law, prompting hope that the Motor City can emerge with a fresh chance for success. A $4 billion bridge project would provide just that type of job and opportunity the city needs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they want us to start going over in Canada and working and shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Old boy was a fake interpreter and this, that, and the other. You know, we got people interpreting shit and this. Man, oh man. In other news today, you know what I'm saying, it says Nicki Minaj's birthday cake is a sight to be seen, okay? You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. It says Nicki Minaj decided to cover up in Burberry, Chanel, and Alexander McQueen for her big day and left all the nakedness to her birthday cake. Okay, so they said that she basically butt ass naked and kind of left everything and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. These damn celebrities, boy, they be old, some old other type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's 17 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's taking their ass to work right now. You know what I mean? Wednesday morning. For all you don't know that, of course, it's my birthday month and this, that, and the other. And I also do another radio show this evening, Thick Nation Radio. We are back on the air doing our damn thing this evening and everything like that. So y'all make sure y'all log on at 7 o'clock. They're supposed to have a special birthday airing for your boy. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all that's been supporting me and rolling with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm getting older. You know what I'm saying? Your boy will be 45 in a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and this and the other. Don't have the plans. Don't really know what I'm going to do. I've just been enjoying myself. I've just been enjoying life, actually. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to slow down. I've been doing this music shit and everything for many, many years now. You know what I'm saying? And just to let everybody know, you know, you heard me the other day tripping out on old boy about this unsigned hype shit and this and the other. We got to the bottom of it. We squashed it and all of that shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? So everything is good, but it's just getting to where it feels like if you're a black man with a dream, you're going to be a black man that's alone. A lot of women are expecting a lot of things from black men this year and been expecting a lot of things from black men this year, but it seems like a lot of women can't accept a independent black man, a black man that wants something out of life, a black man that wants to be, wants to further himself in life and things like that. And a lot of times a man we don't want to walk alone. We want somebody to walk beside us. We want somebody to walk with us. You know, behind a great man, there is sometimes a great woman, you know what I'm saying? And there are men out there that want to find that out, you know what I'm saying? It's just that women have to be ready for that type of man. Women have to be ready for the type of man that's a go-getter, that don't want no grass to grow up under his feet. A woman has to be ready for a man that wants to see his woman at her best. That's what make a man be at his best. When he can see his girl, his wife, his woman, his lover be at their best, when he can be the cheering section, when he can be the person that makes a difference in their life, their liaison, their mentor and all of that, then sometimes, ladies, y'all got to sit back and relax and let the man handle things. You know what I'm saying? It's not good to be in a household to where the woman is trying to wear the pants of a man. Men, if your woman is doing that, then you don't have any nuts. So men that are letting women, I let my girlfriend her run my house and run the household by choice because I like a woman in charge. I like a woman to take care of things. I'm not stuck on that male chauvinist shit that a man has to do every fucking thing and this, that, and the other. That's not me. I believe in equality. If you want to get out and work, get your ass up, go out and work. You can take the garbage out too, just like I can take the garbage out. You can wash dishes too, just like I wash dishes. It's just that I don't get into washing clothes and shit like that. I will fuck up a load of laundry and this, that, and the other and shit like that. You lead me to the clothes, all the clothes going to come out fucked up. Trust me. Trust me. So there are certain things, fellas, that in the household we do need to let the ladies take charge and do. You do have to learn how to trust your woman, especially in 2014. Women are running things these days, fellas. Let your woman be a woman. Let your woman be a woman and explore and tell her, let her be able to tell you her innermost thoughts. Because your woman's supposed to be your best friend. Your woman's supposed to be your partner. Y'all supposed to progress together. But sometimes, women, you have to learn how to shut the fuck up and listen. Because every man is not out to see you fail. Every man is not out to see you down and out. There are men out here that love to see their black women uplifted, that love to see their black women on that pedestal. There are men out here that stands behind their black women no matter what, whether if your ass is right or your ass is wrong. We gonna ride with you. It's just that you have to find those men out. Some of us are hard to find. Sometimes we may call just out of the blue, and you'd be like, damn, buddy, you should call today here on the morning show. Wake your ass up. Wake your ass up.
It's going to be one of them days. I can feel it.
How may I help you?
Hey, can you put me through to the gun department?
Yes. Captain, sporting goods.
I need to buy a pistol, right?
You need to buy what?
A pistol.
Okay.
Hey, y'all sell Glocks?
We don't sell pistols. All we have is long guns.
Y'all got a double barrel shotgun sawed off?
No.
You ain't got no sawed off? Do I need to have like ID?
Yes, you have to have an ID. You have to fill out paperwork. We have to call it into the Nick's office, and it'll only take about 10 minutes.
It'll take about 10 minutes. Hey, so y'all don't do no like background checking, none of that kind of stuff, do you?
Yes, that's what we do to make sure we can sell you the gun.
What all they be checking for?
Make sure you don't have any felonies.
Like what kind of felony? I mean, you know.
I have no idea.
I'm saying if you got like a. Like, let's say you did a little time, right? But you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like no bad felony. You were like just selling a little weed or something.
Let me look on here and see if it asks for that. Okay?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, because like, I'm just saying, not me per se, but I'm saying if somebody like had like a weed conviction, would that make you not be able to buy no gun? Because I need a gun today, Charlotte, for real.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? You know, we keep it on the low, you know what I'm saying? I shoot you a little something extra. You know, let me go on and get that.
Okay, well, you'll just have to come back here and fill it out.
I don't want to fill out no paperwork, though, Charlotte. You know what I mean?
No, you have to. I can go to jail.
No, you ain't finna go to jail.
No,
Charlotte. I ain't finna tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? That between me and you.
Yeah, I know, but I can go to jail. I can get fired, so you'll have to fill the paper out.
How about if I buy a bow and arrow?
We don't have bow and arrows.
Y'all got bats?
Yeah.
I need a bat.
Okay.
I just need something, man, 'cause these folks around here tripping, you know what I'm saying? My baby mama, her boyfriend, he came around my house last night, man. He tripping, for real. I need something, because, you know, it getting crucial around here.
Yeah.
So I need me a gun or a pistol or a bat or a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all sell spears?
No.
Y'all sell them little blow dart? You just blow a dart and it like got poison in it? Y'all sell them?
No.
How about if I just buy some rocks and put them in a sock?
I guess that'll work. I don't know. I mean, we can't sell you a gun or any other kind of weapon right here unless you fill out paperwork.
Y'all sell knives?
Uh-huh.
What kind of knives y'all got?
We have buck knives, case knives, Gerbers.
Y'all got straight razor?
Straight razors?
Yeah.
Is there a straight razor over there?
I need to put some straightening on this boy. Cause he come by my house one more time, it finna be on. My baby mama boyfriend, he come by my house one more time, it finna be on. You hear me?
I can't
take it no more, man. I need a gun like today.
Okay, well, I mean, you can just come up here and fill it out.
I'm going to come by there. I'm going to fill it out, but I'm saying, did they check your ID right there?
They check your ID?
Yeah.
Yeah, they check. You have to have a valid driver's license.
You got to have your picture on it?
Yes.
Damn. All right.
It could be a, it has to be a photo identification.
What if I got a library card and a paycheck stub?
I don't know. Just bring everything with you and then.
What if I got a library card, a paycheck stub, and a cell phone bill?
Just like I said, just bring it all with you and then I'll have.
Because I got a Sprint phone. I got the bill. I just got it like 2 days ago and I ain't paid it yet. It got my name on it.
Okay.
All right, well, look, I'm going to be by there in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
I need that pistol, though, for real, Sonny.
We have 22 shotguns, but they're not sawed-off shotguns.
I'll be by there then.
Okay.
Pookie.
Holla.
Pookie, get your ass off the phone. It's David, damn, what's going on, everybody? That's your boy, Fat Man, up here. It's my damn nephew, Pookie, and shit. Calling on the fucking phone and this and the other, trying to do, get your ass out of here. Go sit your ass down somewhere. And shit, damn, boy, I swear. what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up here. 7:23 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on in celebrity news. It says, R. Kelly compares Chris Brown to Jesus, Muhammad Ali, and Martin Luther King. R. Kelly, what the fuck are you smoking? It says, look, R. Kelly claims Chris Brown is similar to Jesus, Muhammad Ali, and Martin Luther King. It says, so R. Kelly is comparing himself as R. Kelly is comparing himself and Chris Brown to Jesus. What do y'all think about this? I think he's a fucking fool. That's the fuck I think about it. Anyway, when he watched Chris Brown become the center of his own scandal, R. Kelly said he could empathize, but that he never felt sorry for him. I only feel sorry for weak people, he says. And mostly, what I've come to find is that weak people are the ones that are the haters, the ones that are talking about Chris Brown or R. Kelly or anybody that's successful. I feel sorry for them, not Chris Brown, because he's obviously one strong individual to be able to do what he has done. He got knocked down a little bit and he climbed up. You know, that sounds like Ali to me. Sounds like Martin Luther King to me. That sounds like a lot like the great, like the greats that have walked this earth. Even sounds a little bit like Jesus to me. He catches my eye, Wendling, and clarifies. I'm not saying that Chris Brown is Jesus or R. Kelly is Jesus, but Jesus is number one. Jesus is the number one in spite of someone being knocked down and rises again. Okay, I guess that's like Kanye West saying that he's compared to Nelson Mandela. I swear, if Kanye says one more fucking thing, you Beanie and Cecil looking motherfucker, I'm going to find Kanye and slap the shit out of him. You know what I'm saying? Now, in other news, of course, you know, Conrad Murray, who was the person allegedly that killed Michael Jackson, gave him the overdose, says, once again, he's back in the news, and says, I held Michael's penis every night. Okay, all righty then. I would like to talk to the motherfucker who held Michael's dick every night, you know what I'm saying, before he went to sleep. In other news, it says, Jazzy Faye pictured in a bed with a pre-op transgender Atlanta woman. Wow, Jazzy Faye, really? You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, Jazzy Faye was caught in the bed, with a transgendered woman. Oh, boy. Producer Jazzy Faye was recently spotted all booed up with his brand new lady love. Jazzy's new lady, a pre-op transsexual who goes by the name of Shayla Stacks, posted a photo online with the following caption: "He keeps me warm." I bet he does. While some of you may be shocked, rumors of Jazzy's alternative lifestyle has swirled around Atlanta for quite some time now. Word on the curve is that Shayla Stacks is an Atlanta area pre-op transsexual. For those of you who don't know what pre-op means, that means she's still got a dick. That's what that means. That means that they ain't whacked off the tallywhacker yet. That means that she's or he is just taking hormone pills to start his body in the transformation of being a woman. That means he's taking hormone pills so he can get titties. That means he can take hormone pills so he don't feel shit in his dick, and this, that, and the other. So that means that Shayla still has her man meat intact, unlike JoJo Dancer, Jocelyn Hernandez of Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta, who is rumored to have had paid a hefty price for her man-made lady parts. Okay, Miss Jocelyn Hernandez, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know, when a bitch is too fucking pretty, sometimes you have to watch it. When a bitch is too fucking pretty, you have to, you know, you have to check. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. Especially if her throat is bigger than yours and shit. If her throat is a little bit bigger than yours, then maybe you need to, holler at her and be like, yo, check this out. You know what I mean? You know, your throat, your hands and shit, you know, everything is a little manly on you, you know? You know what I'm saying? If you talk to a woman and she clear her throat like this, then you should know something. And you should know something. It says, President Obama takes a selfie at Mandela's memorial. Okay, President Obama and white woman and white man sitting there taking a selfie picture. And everything, y'all know Obama. Black Obama probably smoked a joint after that, after Nelson Mandela's funeral. You know what I'm, you know what I'm saying? So we got we got the Wild Wild West, the top 60 most unbelievable Kanye quotes. Now that is something to be heard. What has this asshole said now and everything? Unbelievable quotes, outrageous quotes of Kanye West. Okay, I don't know if they're going to list the quotes and things like that there, but Kanye has said some outlandish and some crazy shit over the years. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, he's something else and everything. All right, so you know, next on Couples Therapy Alert, Ghostface Killer, new Couples Therapy trailer show. Him got him going. Yeah, I seen Ghostface Killer on this Couples Therapy show, the Celebrity Couples Therapy show, and he's like going in on his girl. You know what I'm saying? And shit. You know, these shows basically depict on what's going on in a couple's life, things like that there. So, My thing is this, you know, everybody's trying to make a little money. Everybody's trying to get paid, you know what I'm saying? So that's why Kanye says the shit that he says. Gucci Mane up for 20 years for federal gun charges. I mean, celebrities cannot keep their asses out of fucking trouble. You got all of this money, but you can't keep your ass out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? You got the Fat Man up in here. 7:31 a.m. coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Right now, we're going to get into the, got a few more minutes. We're going to get into the nigga news, and this, the end of the nigga news segment is brought to you by Unsigned Hype Radio. You can listen to Unsigned Hype Radio every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. hosted by yours truly, the Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, and our other sponsors that just came aboard, you know what I'm saying. We got the tattoo party going down. Eastside Ink is another one of our sponsors, you know what I'm saying. And of course we got Miss Starshima and what she does and her new show and everything like that. So we just picking up sponsors all around the world today and everything like that. We're doing our damn thing and stuff like that there. So let's see. This is good morning, sweetie. What's going on with you? You got the Fat Man. Wake your ass in the morning show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Fat Man.
Yo, what's going on, sweetie? What's going on with you this morning?
You know, same old, same old. Just, you know, about to go make a little money. I got to tell you the funniest thing that happened to me yesterday. I did this. Where I'm a sign walker, I get paid like $10 an hour just to hold a sign. And the girl that usually does it is a white girl. And so it was a drunk white girl walking across the street, and she thought I was a white girl because I guess she couldn't see me. All she seen was the sign and the clothes. So uh-huh. She was talking junk across the street, so I chest pumped her from across the road. Tried to run. She ran across the street like she was about to do something. She almost got hit by like 4 cars. When she got up on me, she looked at me, and she looked again. She said, "Oh, you're not her. We're good." Tell me why I flagged down the police. Like, I think she's a danger to herself, and she's just openly intoxicated.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, had, oh, man.
I almost had a nigga moment on Gratiot. But I did to them what they us. I dialed 9911.
You said 9911, huh?
9911. That's when you flag the police down on somebody. Hey, can you come get her? I'm having a problem with this woman right here.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. What else has been going on, sweetie?
Nothing, man. I got to get into this conflict that's going on between black men and black women. And when you were just talking about it, it's like some men have a problem with us standing on our own. It's not that we don't need y'all. It's just that allow us to grow, and we can grow together. You know what I'm saying? How can a tree grow if it don't grow the top part and the roots too? You know what I mean?
Right.
So a relationship
right.
is like a tree. You know, somebody has to
right.
do the roots, and somebody has to do the branches. And, you know, it's like...
Right.
It's like people are trying to be the branch and the tree at the same damn time. That's impossible in a relationship.
Right.
If
right.
you got a relationship with yourself, then you your own tree. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you
well,
in a relationship
well,
with
what I'm seeing is I'm noticing you got women that's been in relationships to where they had to be the branch, the tree, butcher, baker,
yeah.
candlestick maker, and all of that, and this, that, and the other.
Okay.
So when they do get into a relationship with a man, or when they do find a man who's about paying his bills, taking care of home, and this, that, and the other, making sure that when she walks through the door that she's happy and things like that, it kind of raises conflict because women like that don't know how to handle a man that's self-sufficient.
Okay. I call it post-traumatic stress syndrome. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You be in the, and I only speak for myself. I've been in these relationships where I've always been strong, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I would accept things from men just to say I got a man, or just to have a sense of stability, because really it wasn't stable. More than likely,
okay.
it was a nigga living with me. I'm trying to help him get on his feet so we could both be on our feet. And this nigga,
right.
we get on our feet, and this nigga go off with another bitch.
Okay, okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
that's the
right.
size of that. So when the next nigga come along, you expecting him to do the same thing. I read something
right.
in this book last night called A Road Less Traveled, and it says that a lot of our ideas are perceptions of past reality. So when you
right.
come into a new situation, this past reality is going to dictate how you operate in the next situation. So now you have the condition where all men think women are like this and all women think men are like this. So when you meet somebody
right.
that's totally different.
I agree with you to a certain extent, because it's like, after I've spent time with you and you've shown me that you're not like that, then I can start
mm-hmm.
putting my guard down a little bit slower, not as quick as I used to, but just
yeah.
a little bit slower and everything, because
yeah.
we're still filling each other out and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What I want you to do is I want you to answer the question, what about the man that has the woman and this, that, and the other, and the man is constantly trying to motivate his woman, but his woman is constantly stuck in a slump. What do you say to those men out there? Because I know I've been in that situation. I'm dealing with that situation and have dealt with that situation. When you've been the cheering section for her, and it's like, you know, that's my babe. You can do that shit. You can do anything you want to in this world. I got your back. But she doesn't think that she can do
I'm gonna let you speak to Star Seema. Hold on. Star Seema, I heard you was having a problem with them. So when they're acting like that, what you got to do is you got to go over the house and slap the hell out their mama.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of it comes.
I got one of my friends, Miss Jasmine Vaughn. She says, "Tell Tara, preach." So obviously you hitting something on the nail on the head. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. It makes men, certain men, feel like, well, damn, I always thought a woman wanted a man that was gonna take care of his business,
mother,
his business, and this, that, and the other, and everything. It makes us think.
It's the mother. The mother, a lot of times, the mother will be jealous of the relationship the child has with her man because the mother didn't get that relationship with the men that she tried to, you know what I'm saying, be with. So when the daughter gets a good man, she like, oh, he ain't shit, he ain't this, he ain't doing that, he ain't doing it. Well, damn, at least the nigga trying. And I had the same situation with my mother. My mother was telling my husband she a fuck up, she ain't this, she ain't that. I told that bitch, I'm magnificent. You know what I'm saying? That's my mama, but that's how I told her, because that's what she said, shit like that to me. She told me she wished she wouldn't ever had me, told my husband I was a horrible person, all this stuff, because he's a good man, and he was being kind to her because he was she was my mother. So it got to the point where she was like, okay, I want you to be not necessarily my man, but I want to, you know, be over you, over her. She even got to the point where she said, how you going to let Tyra come in between us? I'm like, hold up, dog. That's some nigga in the street shit right there. You trying to get into a fist fight. That's
right,
my husband.
Right.
That's not a boyfriend. We're married. Been married for 9 years. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So a lot of times the people in your ear will destroy your relationship because of something they didn't get. We'll probably say all that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. Your enemy can be right in your home. Your enemy can be right in your unit. You know what I mean? Your family hate on you harder than niggas in the street do.
Harder than tell me about it. Tell me about it, because I never understood this, and now that we're speaking on it and bringing it out, I never understood why I got kicked in the ass. And I'm using, and a lot of stuff that, and just for the people that's tuning in right now, a lot of stuff that me and Tara talk about and this, that, and the other comes from personal experience. We don't get on this show and make up stories and shit like that to amuse y'all. We get on this show and we honestly tell you what's going on in our lives. We may do it in a funny way. We may put it in a lyrical term or something like that to make you laugh. But this is real shit that we be telling y'all. It's lived by experience. I know that I've been kicked in the ass by previous girlfriends, parents, mothers, and this, that, and the other. I've been talked about because I'm in this entertainment business. I'm always traveling and everything like that. Now, I'm not a Rockefeller. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of money at all. I make ends meet. I get on my hustle all the time and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But I know one damn thing. I make sure that the fucking rent is paid, power's paid, and it's fucking food up in here. You know
what I'm saying?
And I still get kicked in the ass for that. I don't fuck with nobody. I keep to myself. I'm a loner. You can catch me at my house by myself 99% of the time. But I still get kicked in the ass because of people's perception of what they see on Facebook. And they feel that I'm out. And every time I'm out doing a show, I'm fucking with bitches and this, that, and the other. Sometimes I don't even want to be bothered with most of these bitches out here in the fucking street and this, that, and the other, because they don't have the mentality and they don't have what I'm looking for.
Most people are insecure in their nature. So if they see you doing something that's grand, they want to become Mr. Me Too. And then when they don't accomplish your task...
What's up with that? What the fuck is up with that shit?
It's envy. It's what that nigga Pac said. There's 10 rules to the game, but I share with you two. No, niggas going to hate you for whatever you do. And that's real. You know what I mean?
That shouldn't come from your girl.
Man, what makes her obsolete? Ponder that.
Look, you and your girl are supposed to walk together. She shouldn't be jealous of what you're doing. She shouldn't be jealous of your lifestyle. She shouldn't be jealous of you being out here. See, that's my problem. It's like I date women or something like that, date certain women, and they get jealous because I'm up in the club, because I have to go out and do shows. And it's like, I don't even feel like doing this shit, but I got to get out here and make this money.
That's your livelihood.
I put myself in a position. Say what?
That's your livelihood. How a person going to come in and knew what you was about in the beginning and then try to change what you about? that person is unsynchronized with you, and you need to cut their ass off. In Buddhism, there's something called attachment and detachment. Attachment is being bound to desires, and desires can be anything, food, clothing, shelter, feeling, love, anything. You can be attached to anything. And a person will come and attach to you and try to push their desires upon you. So if you meet a girl and she already know you about that life and that's your livelihood, she doesn't have that livelihood, or she some kind of way wants to control the relationship, then bam, she like, oh, I don't like what you're doing. But then on your part, you have to look at like, okay, am I committing to this relationship? Am I willing to take some time away from what I have to do to make this relationship grow? Because they're just like plants. You know what I'm saying? Me and my husband have been together for 9 years, and in the beginning it was rough. But gradually over the course of time, we've learned to adapt to each other. And the longer we're together, the more we balance each other out. Because I can honestly say this, I ain't shit without him. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bad motherfucker, but when he ain't around, I'm fucked up. You know what I mean? He's my balance. You know, there's a male and a female principle to everything. It's just like a wall socket. You got the part that you plug in, and you got the hole in the wall. You know what I'm saying? And when you're in a relationship, you have to balance them out.
Let me stop you real quick. Now, you just made a statement. You said, now, when my man ain't around, I ain't shit without him. Do you ever
tell him that? I ain't shit without my homeboy.
You ever tell him that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, certain women that I'm dating, certain women that I'm with, this and the other, it's like, damn, baby, you know, they can make a statement, well, damn, baby, I missed you today. Well, baby, how come you didn't come through the door and tell me that? Why I got to pull that out of you? Why I got to get that out of you? Don't get me wrong, I can understand it's because of what didn't happen in the past and all of that shit. But you're not coming through my door and I'm jumping in your ass automatically. You're not coming through my door and I got a fucking attitude with you automatically and this, that, and the other. I've seen women be in relationships like that. It's like they dread to go home because it's like, I don't know what the fuck this motherfucking mood going to be in or this, that, and the other. But when you got a man that's telling you, baby, I want you here with me, I miss you, and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 I'm going to come home, you come home, I'm going to cook dinner, I'm going to rub your feet, I'm going to whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, and some of them look at you and be like, I don't want to be bothered.
People have what they call a lack of motherfucking gratitude, a lack of gratitude. And I got to give you an example. You know, I volunteered at the community center, and I was there Monday. And like I say, this dude is taking his own time and patience to give people bulk, man. I got 100 pounds. I got 50 pounds of potato. Everybody got 50 pounds of potatoes, 50 pounds of onions, cake, and blah and blah, everything. And they still was complaining. They were still complaining. And then the people, it was so much free stuff that people was just being greedy. This one man came back like 6 times and loaded his truck up. He loaded his truck up so much, I got so mad at him, I flipped my own basket over on accident, and then it vibrated off to him, and his truck wouldn't start because I shut him down. Like, don't come up here and get nothing else because you don't been here 6 times. You being greedy. And the dude who run it, you know what I'm saying, he be trying to be nice because they'll be trying to sue him. They sue me, they ain't going to get shit. They ain't even going to get no kids because mine grown. So I let them know where it's at. I'm not afraid to stand up and tell somebody you on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing people say I'm aggressive. I'm not aggressive. I'm assertive. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. I don't lie, and I don't like liars. If you on some bullshit in my presence, I'm going to let you know you on some bullshit. And they call it, they don't make this word hating. Oh, you hate. No, nigga, I ain't hating. I'm telling your ass the motherfucking truth. You on some bullshit. And people don't like to be called on it. And that comes in a conflict in a lot of relationships because your partner can be on some bullshit, and when you call them on it, it starts a big-ass fight. But it's the way you say it that causes the conflict. You know what I'm saying? As black people, we're very aggressive in our nature, and we're very aggressive with how we say things. You know what I'm saying? So it has to come to the point that we have to realize that what you think about your partner all day is going to alter your relationship. So if you got a man or a woman and you sitting up thinking about bullshit about them all day, it's going to cause conflict in your relationship. And that goes with the whole nature of our nation. We think bullshit about each other all day, so we're creating the bullshit with our minds. We're creating the conditions in the black community by what we think about each other. And until that changes, you know, it's gonna be problems. It's going to be problems in family relationships, relationship with children, relationship with parents, all that shit. This shit is universal, and it goes all the way to fucking Africa.
Okay, so obviously there is no communication factor. Why? What happens to communication?
It's a lost art. People lack the art to listen. Everybody can talk, but you have to learn how to listen, because when you're having a conversation, me and my husband was having a conversation, it was like we kept saying the same shit, but we was arguing about the same shit. Then I stopped and I realized, I'm like, I called 1-800-COMPLAIN.com and I said, wait a minute. There has to be some kind of global consciousness between male and female black women that make it where we cannot talk, and I just backed off. It's like we don't know how to back off. Everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to be the motherfucking captain, and nobody wants to help sail the ship, or nobody wants to alternate. So you be captain, I be captain, I be captain, you be captain, you know what
right.
I mean, and switch it around. Because it's like anything else. You got to have one person. As a matter of fact, I can give you a perfect example. When you see the geese flying, you'll see, my husband told me this, he said they'll fly and it'll be one leader in front and it'll be
right.
one in the back. And they switch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
The, everything in
okay.
between is the relationship. Look at it like that. Everything in between that is your relationship. And we have to alternate. Like you said, you don't mind your woman going out and taking care of business. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
And that's
actually,
the way it
me,
is. Y'all alternate. Y'all alternating
you know,
current.
To me, that's a turn on. Letting a woman be the woman of the house. Letting the
mm-hmm.
woman do what she's supposed to do at home, even be adventurous, even tell me her innermost thoughts, even if it's like, babe, you know what, I had a dream of this motherfucker, that's a sexy-ass motherfucker over there. Man, stop getting jealous of your woman being honest with you. I invite it. I want my woman to be honest with me. Tell me what the fuck is on your mind, because I don't want you to act that shit out later behind my back somewhere else because I was too stubborn enough to listen to you for 10 minutes, to listen what was on your mind for 10 minutes,
yep.
your innermost thoughts. This is where men fuck up at because we run our fucking mouth. We get sexual with our woman, and our woman do something to us that we never had done before, and instead of...
Where you get that from? What nigga you fucking?
Exactly. And now we didn't fuck... Now, nigga, you done fucked up for the rest of the month. She will never be open with you again. She will never share anything intimate like that with you again because she sees your reaction. So what do you do for the motherfucker that invites that shit, that sits back and don't fuss, don't this, that, and the other? Because there are men out here, and I'm one of them. I'll be 45 in a couple of days. I am very secure in my manhood, who the fuck I am, this, that, and the other. If there's a motherfucker out there that can do it better than me and you think he can, then you need to be with him.
Because
that's
my husband. He accepts my personality. You know what I mean?
Right.
He doesn't say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Sometimes I'll say to him, he'd be like, babe, can you think that shit makes sense? And then after we talk about it, he's like, okay, that shit makes sense. And it's the same with him. Because I have wild-ass
mm-hmm.
ideas. Some of the shit, he'd be like, okay, you tripping. But overall, I have room to grow. That's what he likes about me, I see something I want and I go for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't sit up and complain about what I can't do, why I can't do it. For a while, we separated for a while, and when we first got back together, it was like I was stifled because I had been with my family and they was beating me down. You can't do this. Don't do that. Don't
right.
touch nothing. Eat. So I had to grow back into the person that he met. And now everything I say I'm going to do, I go out and do it. And he like, go. You know what I mean? And I do
right.
the same for him. Feed each other. You know what I mean? We feed each other and we feed off each other. We balance each other out. We allow. We own the same road, but we got different paths.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well,
and
listen,
you have to allow a person to grow.
But check this out, sweetie. We got a few more minutes left in the show.
Okay.
What are your last words? Out of all what we've talked about since you've been on this show for the last 10 minutes, if there is a woman out there or a man out there listening to us right now, after this show is over, which it'll be over within like the next 5 minutes, what do you want them to walk away in knowing that they didn't know yesterday?
Change what you think about your partner when they don't do what you want to do. Don't say if somebody your partner doesn't do what you want to do, don't be like, oh, fuck them, that motherfucker, he blah 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 blah. Don't call 1-800-COMPLAIN.com because we're not gonna answer. Figure that shit out. Is it you? What's your role in the situation? Always look at your role, because when you point the finger, you got three pointing back at you. Like Pac said, take a good look around, check yourself. Are you help creating the problem that you're having? And what can you do to dissolve the problem? We got to learn how to be troubleshooters in our relationship. Okay, babe, what's the problem? Why are you feeling the way you feel? Is it me or is it something going on with you? And a lot of times when people are upset, it's not personal. That person is going through their own thing. Don't take it personal. Oh, they mad at me, so I got to do something to make them madder. Well, if you don't talk to me, then I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We need to stop being reactionaries. We need to be resolvers. Problem solvers. Okay. Think things through. Call Channel 4. Problem solvers. We need to learn how to, black people need to learn how to use logic and learn how to conceptualize solving a problem instead of getting angry and reacting to it. Anger is a wide emotion. Anger is a one thing for a variety of emotions. Anger could come from, say, something like frustration, hurt, guilt, anger, but it comes out physically as anger, but it's usually something behind it. Something that's pissing you off is something behind it that's pissing you off, and you have to ask yourself, what is my role in this? You know what I mean? Every time a situation occurs, what's my role?
Boy, Tara, you got my Facebook page lit up, girl. You got every girl on here like, wow. You got my Facebook page lit up, girl. I love having you on my motherfucking show and this and the other, because people learn from you, sweetie. You just don't understand. This is why I give you the nigga news segment, because you bring stuff to the table that's not discussed in our community, that's not discussed at the black family kitchen table that used to be. You remember back in the day when everybody used to have to sit at the table and eat?
Yes, my granddaddy. My granddaddy was a G. He raised as a G. You know what I mean? And it's this song by this man named Howlin' Wolf. I want you to listen to it. And it's called Spoonful. And he say, niggas a lie about a spoonful of anything. You know what I mean? Niggas a lie about fame. Niggas a lie just to have some kind of recognition. Niggas a lie on you when you out here doing the right thing just to make themselves feel better, just to get a spoonful of reputation. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
A spoonful. Wow. That's all they need. A spoonful of your name, and they're going to try to eat you up one spoon at a time. They'll try to eat your life one spoon at a time. People are energy vampires, and they will suck the life out you and then be looking like David Ruffin, talking about, give me what you got, and then go get some more. Nigga, you don't ate all I got. I ain't got shit else, nigga.
Tara, tell everybody what time your show come on and where they can find you at.
I will definitely be on, if I don't have to work, I will definitely be on next Tuesday at 12:30 with 1-800-COMPLAIN.com. You can find me on YouTube at 1-800-COMPLAIN.com, Star Shima Jones, or hashtag my boy Ray Pookie, the rapper that you don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Well, I know, just to let everybody know that's listening in, I know right now Star Shima Tower's doing their thing on their site. I know we're going to sit down and talk about it, see if we can get them to be on the WPHAT Jam Radio Broadcasting Network starting in 2014. So y'all look for my girl Tara and Star Shima and stuff next Tuesday. You know what I'm saying, sweetie? Make sure you post that to my wall, and okay. I appreciate and bless you for calling in, sweetie.
You know how I created these characters in my head? I watched too much Sesame Street as a child. They all like Muppets. Manamanam, nigga.
All right, then, sweetie. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, babe.
Yes, talk to you later.
Yo, that's my girl, Tara, and everything, y'all. She comes with the nigga news every morning. She's on time. She's always here. You know what I'm saying? And she's always doing it real big. Big shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? She comes in and she brings the pain. Trust me. She brings the motherfucking pain and everything. You know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, it's about time for your boy Fat Man to get up out of here. Got 3 minutes left in the show. Look, y'all, it's a new year. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We're going to have to make sure that we love each other, that we take care of each other. We are our brother's keepers, you know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure that we take care of each other, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And fellas, make sure that you take time to understand your woman. And ladies, make sure that you take time to understand your man. You may not be together today, but it's meant for you to be together in the future. Sometimes you got to get your shit together now, so you can have that longevity in the future. Sometimes you have to work and store up all of your nuts and all of
all of the extras now, in the mortal words of a good friend of mine, all of that extracurricular shit, store up all that now to surpass and sustain in the future. A lot of baby mamas and baby daddies ain't together. There's a lot of people that's husbands that's separated from their husbands and things like that there and everything. But only one person that can make you stop, think, listen, and wonder. And his name is God. His name is Jesus. And sometimes when I get caught up and I can't talk and I don't want to talk and I don't want to be bothered, the main one that I talk to is the man upstairs. You know what I'm saying? And when you hear him speak back, that's not your inner conscience. That's not your ear. That's not, that's my stomach talking. No, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. The Holy Spirit talks to us every day. It's just certain people want us to think that that's our conscience. That's our inner being. Who do you think the inner being is? It's the Most High. It's the one we call Jah. You know what I'm saying? The one we call Jesus. The one that we call out to when something goes wrong. You know what I mean? So listen, y'all. Love everybody. Respect one another. Love each other. Hair grease and chicken grease and the hair pieces and weaves and all of that shit. You got your boy Fat Man, y'all. I'm out of here. I will see y'all tomorrow morning. Wake your ass up.
Are now rocking with DJ Noi Noi, Germany's number one mixtape DJ.
Check it out.
The pussy rules the world version. You ready, DJ Noi?
Let's go.
I got an all-star lineup for y'all, right?
We started two.
But I'm going to start off in Atlanta, Georgia.
You know I got you.
We're going to get some new blood. Diamond, holla at him, baby.
Ride or die chick with a pocket full of relics.
Hey.
Jimmy Choo fetish keep me fresh like lettuce. Bitches get jealous, because I'm quite cocky. 10-14.